We will, it won't be an easy discussion. You will have to focus a little because we will see two devotees acting differently, Indra and Prahlad. How do they deal with this question? So, Hare Krishna. This is like the South Indian sun. I think how Mahavishnu Maharaj felt burned by it. Can you either scale it down? I mean, it's nice to have some warmth, but... Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadha Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadha Hari Yasodhanandana Raja Janaranjana Yasodhanandana Raja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Gunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari
Jai Nisinga Jai Nisinga
Jai Nisinga Sina Singa Jaya Jaya Narasingha Braladesha Jaya Patama Mukha Patama Bhenga Jai Nisinga Jai Nisinga Jaya Jaya Narasingha Re Kaladesha Jaya Patama Mukha Patama Bhenga
Jainasingha, Jainasingha, Jaya Jaya Narasingha Dev, Braladesha, Jaya Patama, Mukha Patama, Pringa Jainasingha, Jainasingha, Jaya Jaya Narasingha Dev, Braladesha, Jaya Patama, Mukha Patama, Pringa Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jira Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jira Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Go, Premanandi, Hari, Hari Bom. Vielen Dank. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Naivo dvije paradurajaya vaitaranyas. Naivo dvije paradurajaya vaitaranyas. Is it there on the? Yes, it's just now, yes. Naivo dvije paradurajaya vaitaranyas. Vadvi yagaya namahamrita magna citta.
Vadvi yagaya namahamrita magna citta.
Shocheta to vimuka citta sa indriyata.
Shocheta to vimuka citta sa indriyata.
Maya sukaya baramudvahato vimuda.
Maya sukaya baramudvahato vimuda.
Naivo dvije paradurajaya vaitaranya. Tvad virya gaya namahamrita makna citta.
Vadvirya gaya namahamrita magna citta.
Shocheta to vimukha citta sa indriyata.
Shocheta to vimukha citta sa indriyata.
Maya Sukaya Badamut Vahato Vimuda.
Maya Sukaya Badamut Vahato Vimuda.
Yes, please, someone.
Naimo dvije paranudatya vajjaranya. Vaniya naya namaha amrita madhma citta. So citta to vimukha citta sa indriyata.
Saya paramuta vato vimura.
Maya Sukaya Varamudvato Vimudan.
Can we have a Vaishnavi?
Naevo Dvije Paradurat Jaya Vaitaranya. Tadviyagaya namaha amrita magna citta.
So citta to vimukha citta sa indriyartha.
So citta to vimukha citta sa indriyartha.
Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimuna.
Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimuna.
Thank you. Because we have always so little time and we need to keep the schedule. Please allow me to be brief. Oh, best of the great personalities. This is a prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. Maybe the content is context is interesting. Lord Brahma had observed that Lord Nrsimhadev was not calming down even after Hiranyakashipu was liberated. The Lord then killed all the armies of Hiranyakashipu. You know, they came to defend their master. And even then, when he had vented his anger on the armies, and liberated everyone to the last man, you know, and these were huge armies, the Lord did not calm down. He was just so much in a furious mood. Then as we heard, you know, if the Lord would continue to burn like this with anger, he would burn the entire universe. So Brahma, the creator and supervisor, had to think of something. So he asked Lakshmi to go and pacify her eternal husband. But Lakshmi was also so afraid. He says, I don't know him like this. I know him differently. In the spiritual world, the Lord, as far as I know, is Shanta Nrsimha, not Ugra Nrsimha. So then the different devatas were coming forward and trying to pacify the Lord with prayers, but the Lord would not calm down. Brahma, he had noted that the Lord was very, very furious, but whenever his eyes, you know, as he was overviewing everything, fell on Prahlad, he became just very soft and tender. So he then sent Prahlad forward, and Prahlad, who had just escaped with his bare life the constant atrocities of Hiranyakashipu, you know, he was tried to be killed with sharpened weapons, he was thrown off a cliff, he was burned in a fire, he was thrown in a fire, he was thrown into boiling water. And so tantrics came and threw their black magic on him, and everything which we heard yesterday, he now speaks, and he says a prayer, which I have heard Prabhupada say many times. O best of the great personality, O Lord Nrsimhadev, I'm not at all afraid of material existence. For wherever I stay, I'm fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I'm simply concerned with love for them. So there's a, this is the purport. Throughout the entire world, everyone, including the Hare Krishnas, no, sorry, throughout the entire world, everyone is making big plans to adjust the miseries of the material world. And this is true at present, in the past, and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social, and cultural plans, they have all been described herein as vimudha, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita as, anyone can, dukalayam ashashvatam, temporary and miserable. But these fools are trying to turn the material world into sukalayam, a place of happiness, not knowing that everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in her own way. If you see the verse before your eyes, please chant with me. Prakriti kriyama, chant along with me. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kataham iti manyate. The bewildered soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the nature. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he said that his contribution to the Vaishnava world was this thought: I'm not the mover, sorry, I'm not the seer, I'm the seen. Or to translate this into this, I'm not the mover, I am being moved. No? There's a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demons, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by the goddess Durga, who's well equipped with 10 hands with different types of weapons to punish them. She is carried by her lion carrier, or the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature, but at the end, everyone is vanquished by natural laws. Yesterday we heard a prayer that said that, my Lord, you are standing on the other side of the river of birth and death. So Prabhupada will now explain what is this river. There is a river known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual worlds. And one must cross this river to reach the other side, or the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Hesha Gunamayi, say, Daivi Hesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Duratyaya. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. The same word, durajaya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialists are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Let me try one more time, no? Let me try this new plan, this new idea. Therefore, they have been described as vimura, first-class foods. As for material, as for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy. You know, he's in the midst of all this world where everyone struggles for existence. He's also here, but now a contrast. He is different from everyone else. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy, for although he was in the material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious, trying to serve the Lord, are not unhappy. Whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and is struggling for existence is not only foolish, but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was happy and unhappy simultaneously. Wow, this is interesting. Two emotions which usually contradict each other were there in his one heart. No, he felt happiness and transcendental bliss because of his being Krishna conscious, yet he felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world. Please let us say the pranam mantras. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gopaktavinda Hare Krishna. How are we with our oxygen? It's a little bit, and these beautiful artificial suns, they dry up the oxygen. So maybe, Gokula, I see you. Could you perhaps open one of the windows here, one of the sidewalks? My dear devotees, respected Chandamoli Maharaj and other Maharajas and so on, to give this lecture to you and also the one in the morning took me, I could say, about 50 years to understand, to develop. One of my great apprehensions or blocks, you could say, in my own Krishna consciousness was that I struggled with the question which my father raised to me. He said, yes, it's nice that you read Mahabharata and Ramayana. I have also read these works. But the Lord does not answer our prayers. I can tell you, son, when we as the German soldiers were captured by the Red Army before Stalingrad, I saw we were not surrendering, and but so they wanted to starve us out, and I saw my own comrades eating their dead comrades. I saw cannibalism. I was praying at that time with Hans Becker next to me. Lord, this is not human any longer. Can you protect this situation? Humans are eating humans. This is beyond all a tolerable thing. Please intervene. Please help. The Lord did not answer. There is a movie out there of which I have seen parts. It is done by the regisseur Michael Scorsese. Do I say the name properly? He has brought out a movie on this subject. It's called The Silence, or Silence, or something. And the whole movie is about Christian priests who tried to spread the good message of Christianity. That's how they say it. Others say they try to subjugate the whole world. And went to Japan and converted a few Japanese people, but these people were tortured so badly to return back to the old Japanese faith, I think Shintoism or something. And they prayed to the Lord, these Christians, but the Lord did not answer. It's called Silence, the movie, the Silence of God. Perhaps you also have struggled with this question. For me, it was a big thing, you know, and I needed answers which for this. Is the Lord there for someone who chants his name? Or is this all just a good belief? You know? So yeah, this is the question. Especially, is he there in times of danger? And yesterday we heard a list of devotees who must have prayed, who had a very difficult death, a very abrupt death, and it seemed he was not there. Good. So this is the subject matter of this class. I request you to listen attentively. If you feel oxygen shortage, up till now we don't have to pay for it, so we can supply unending amounts. But please, do you recognize this question? Is it a good question? Do you never think like this? Is this all a good imagination? No. Is the Lord really present when I chant? Is this okay? In the lecture we say like this, we all nod our heads, but is this really, is he there? The Lord stays amongst us? Good. So, my dear devotees, in this epic scene where the Lord is sitting on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, he has occupied now the throne of the ruler of the universe. He's sitting there and he is raging like a volcano. In this situation, Indra steps forward and says a prayer which will give you a little insight into his psychology. He says, Payanita parama bhava tatrayata nasvabhaga daidya krantam ridaya kamalam tat griham prayotbi, and so on. He says, O Supreme Lord, you are our deliverer. You came to save us, and you are our protector. Our shares of sacrifices, which are actually yours, have been recovered from the demon by you. Hiranyakashipu stole what was meant for you, and you have taken it back. And now comes the important sentence which I request you to focus in. He describes how he felt under when Hiranyakashipu was in charge. Because the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu was most fearsome, our hearts, which are actually your permanent abode, you should be in there, were all overtaken by him. He was in the heart. So our hearts are your house, he says, because we constantly used to meditate upon you there. But since the birth of this demon, till today, we have not been able to think of you, Krishna, our Lord, since we were disturbed by that demon. And then Indra, then this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaking. He gives an example of the human heart. The heart is like a lotus. Have you seen that lotus in the temple? Yes? No?
Yes.
Today one devotee jumped so high in that wonderful kirtan that he came down with one of the leaves of the lotus. Yes, that was a rocket jump. And so on. So the human heart is compared often in our tradition as a lotus, no? Kairava Chandika Vitaranam. It said this lotus opens in the rays of the Sankirtan, you know. But the heart can also close, no? So he said, our hearts were closing. Just like the lotus loses all its beauty in the night and closes up, when attacked by the darkness, our heart was closing. This is the problem of human existence. Our hearts are closing because we are overwhelmed with so much negativity. Prabhupada once warned us, don't look in these newspapers. They make the material world appear so real. But most of you know what Donald Trump said yesterday. I'm joking. I don't think anyone ever is interested to listen anymore. When darkness comes, the material energy, darkness could come in disappointment. Darkness could come when our guru disappoints us. Darkness could come when we hear another failure happening amongst devotees, where perhaps children suffered. We could close our hearts. It's very easy in the material world because we have been hurt and disappointed so much that our heart closes. And at that time, it is not possible to think of Krishna any longer. Darkness can happen when we talk bad amongst Vaishnavas and for their real or imagined faults. And all of a sudden we notice, I can't find joy in dancing in the kirtan any longer. My life is so different. Darkness has come and closed your heart. It's very, very easily happening in this world. So Indra says, it's so nice that he is honest. He said, we were overwhelmed. We couldn't think of you any longer. Then on the other side, Prahlad prays, and we can have this again on the screen that you can follow along. Is it there, the verse? I can't see from here. Yeah. The same. Text 43 of the... Is it the ninth chapter? Yes. Please chant with me in the Sanskrit.
naivo dvije paraduratyaya vaitadanyasya sent vaivo a little louder, continue tvadviya gaya namahamrita magnacitta shocheta to vimukacheta sa indriyata maya sukaya varamudvato vimudan. O best of the great personalities, I'm not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. He could have said, the lotus of the heart is open. My concern is only for the fools and rascals, the materialists who are suffering so much. So here we have a difference in two devotees. Indra is a devotee, mixed, but he's a devotee. Here we have many beautiful prayers. In the Rig Veda, there are prayers to him, but he is a devotee, he appears often. My dear devotees, how can we keep our heart open? First of all, I would like you to know, again, I will repeat myself from yesterday, in spiritual life there are two types of miracles, not just one. The first miracle, which you know, is when in history, sometimes the Lord appears and removes the veil of Maya by his appearance. Did you get this yesterday when the doors were sliding open? The pillar ripped. Did you see it? And it was perhaps the installation was quickly done, but there were blocks of stone falling down. That was the idea. Did you see that or not? It's boom, boom, boom. Yes. The Lord came out of the pillar. Wasn't that beautiful? A beautiful moment. I was there and on the other side, you know, opening the door, and then all of a sudden made. I thought, what have I done? Have I ripped the curtain of Lord Nisingadev? And then I looked outside. Oh, yeah, there was a pillar, and the Lord appeared out of this. So sometimes in history it happens that the veil of Maya, here symbolized by the pillar, is removed, and the Lord appears and arranges to protect his devotees and save us. These are times which the devotees like to meditate in their hearts. These pastimes become, so to say, the home of the hearts of the devotees. Wow, the Lord did it! And so on. To strengthen their faith. We hear of this when Krishna appears in the Mahabharata, Lord Rama appears in the Ramayana, and the story is, remind us, some of you like Sigi Jung, no? Yes. Sigi Jung said, this modern man has lost his divine stories, therefore they need to create their own little stories. So when we hear the big story of God, and take shelter in the big stories of God, it occupies us more than our own stories. Therefore, in old times, people would come together around the fire camps, no? And they would gather to tell each other stories. And in India, which has such an enlightened civilization at that time, now it is what it is. There were stories of Ramayana. I was telling the devotees that once I was in Vashana, it was evening time, and I saw many people going to a little shop, and I followed, let me see what is there. And there was a movie, one of these Hindi movies. But it was a movie on the Ramayana.
And everyone was standing there. There was a huge crowd. And seeing the Ramayana. This was in ancient times. This was done through katha givers, katakaras. It's a certain talent to tell a story properly, and that was there were schools where you could learn this, because in the old civilization of India, the stories of God would have to be told in every village, everywhere, because then people had something to hold on. So these are the first miracles. The Lord appears amongst us. But there is a second miracle that is even more important for us especially. That is that the Lord appears in our heart. Or, to translate it, that we remain calm, composed, focused, enthusiastic. In a situation where it's chaotic, in a situation where we lose, where normal people lose their faith in God, but we have calm. I heard a lecture of Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Yeah, there are two Chandras with Chaitanya. There's the Indian Chaitanya Charan. He described to me about, not to me, in a video. He was born with polio. Do you know what that is? One leg is shorter than the other, and it's very small and very weak. So he needed to go with a stick. So one day he decided to go into the temple, to chant in the temple. He chanted long japas. Oh Krishna, please accept me. Please accept me in your service. Then he got up, walked with his stick, and he didn't notice that there was some water still on the temple floor. Perhaps someone had cleansed the temple floor with water, marble floor, no? And he slipped so bad that his two legs, you know, like this, the weak leg and the strong leg, they were just like bifurcated, and this brought a very, very complicated fracture with him, with it. So he had to go to the hospital. He had to suffer tremendous pain. And multiple surgeries had to be done on him. So one of the doctors said to him, "Where was your God? You were in the temple. You told me you were calling his name. You were in prayer. Then the answer is not, 'Here I am, I take care of you.' The answer is, you go into this puddle of water or this slippery thing, and you have a fracture so that you will never, never, never again walk normally in this life. Where was your God then? And if he is there, did he care?" So Chaitanya Charan said that his way to connect with the Lord is through the verses of the Gita. He's a Gita lover, and during that time, after the fracture, he was in great pain, and devotees carried him in a room. He took the Gita and he chanted verses from the Gita and then stopped and prayed. And during this time, something became clear to him that he feels is the greatest gift in his Krishna consciousness. As he was sitting there, physically in pain, not sitting, lying there, physically in pain, it became clear to him that as he was chanting the Gita, something happened in him. He became calm, blissful, even in the midst of this terrible pain in the cows. And he understood that normally people come to spiritual life so that their situation in life improves. But sometimes the Lord does this, you know. He improves their situation. But sometimes the Lord sends tests to his devotees and gives them the ability in these tests to understand something that is so important for their spiritual lives. They remain calm in the midst of this. I want to show you a diagram which we painted today. I have also taken that from Chaitanya Charan. Is the diagram visible for you? When we start our spiritual life, we are a little bit like Indra. Our thinking of Krishna is very small, but our thinking of the world is very big. Can you see this? Is it visible? I have, when I heard that Lord Rama went undercover into Ayodhya to find out what his citizens were talking about, then I said, So it's not so bad to do some spying. I always wanted to spy out the Hare Krishna devotees. So I began to listen to their conversations when they knew the Swami was not there. What are they talking about? What is occupying their mind most of the time? And I found out it's mostly what this person does, that person does, that person does, good and bad, but it's not about Krishna. Maybe he's mentioned at the end, someone will say, when he found his glasses, Krishna's mercy, I have done this now for 20 years. I will stop my investigation. You don't have to always look around. Is he there behind a bush? Is he listening to what we say? Has he entered my apartment through the window and heard my telephone conversation? Is he checking my Netflix account? and so on. Don't worry. I have stopped my investigation. I know enough. No need to continue. The world is very big. Krishna, very small, very small, very small, very little. Look at Prahlad on the other side. For him, Krishna is very big. He thinks of the Lord all the time, even when people come with weapons at him, even when there are ample reasons for him to lose his faith. He thinks of Krishna, and he's so occupied with this world that he has no time, no mental, what is it called, storing capacity for the world any longer. And look at the result. Indra is an anxiety. Prahlad, with his consciousness, is in bliss. This is the difference. And this is the true miracle of bhakti. When you come to bhakti, yes, in the beginning you may want to, and there's Facebook, you can also become famous if you want, and so on. And so on. You can get a house, perhaps, and so on. But really, the real blessing of bhakti are not these temporary material things. Dukalayam, what did Krishna say about these blessings? They are dukalayam, full of misery, and
Ashashvatam, they're here today, tomorrow gone. This, my dear devotees, is the true miracle of bhakti. How to make the Krishna world become bigger and your world smaller, that will be the subject of the workshop at 11 o'clock here in the tent. There are things that are tried, tested and proved. But at the end of this class, I want to sing with you a song which my very close and near person, our Bhakti Charu Maharaj, whom Gokrishna and me miss very much, he has sung this. I need the translation. I forgot to bring the translation. So there will be one line. Hey Govinda, hey Gopala. It's the song of a devotee. Thank you very much. It's the song of a devotee who prays to the Lord while in danger. And you can see that his consciousness is undisturbed because he experiences the second, perhaps more important, miracle of bhakti for which we all need to go. But before we can experience it, you have to make the Krishna world bigger in your life and the Maya world smaller. You have to really work on that. So here's the song. Please sing along this refrain. Do we have a kartal player who plays kartal? Good.
Govinda, hey Gopal.
Hey Govinda, hey Gopal. Of the cows, Govinda, O protector of the cows, Gopal, O Govinda, please be my refuge. For I have lost the battle of life. For the sake of drinking water, I went to the banks of a river. But within its depths, a fearsome crocodile lay in wait. Suddenly, it seized hold of my feet, and with its razor-sharp teeth, dragged me down.
Nakakana
I have battled with the crocodile for hours, and he dragged me to the middle of the river. As my nose and ears are being submerged into the water, I immediately cried helplessly to Krishna. My cries and words reached Dwaraka, stirring a great commotion and uproar. But swiftly, with his conch, chakra, mace, and lotus, he, my lord, came immediately, riding his divine carrier Garuda. Lord Shyam, hear my humble plea. I surrender fully at your lotus feet. Please deliver me, O beloved son of Nanda Maharaj.
Hey Govinda, hey Gopala.
This calmness in the midst of the storm, this remaining focused at Krishna, no matter what life throws at us, this is the second miracle of bhakti. Perhaps you recognize the song was often sung by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Have you heard the melody somewhere? Yes, yes. So he died away from the devotees in an intensive care station in a hospital in Orlando. The last picture of him shows him on a ventilator. It shows him with medical drugs because the body cannot keep the ventilator so, you know, it wants to throw it out. So there has to be some sedation. I think he knew that he would leave the world like this. And in one of his lectures, it was still given in India before he went, he said, "We often cherish the hope that when the time comes to leave this world, we will be surrounded by devotees, chanting the holy name, guiding our consciousness towards Krishna. But what if destiny unfolds differently? In such circumstances, one truth remains. Krishna is always with us." This heartful meditation is a call to deepen our dependence on the Supreme Lord. And now he gives his meditation, what he said. Oh Krishna, please don't let me forget you. When I'm most vulnerable, please allow me to remember you. Even if I'm without the company of your beloved devotees, please be present in my heart. I surrender unto you fully. Please, never leave me. So we come in the beginning with the desire that our material situation is improving. But the gift of bhakti is that in whatever the world brings, because you cannot improve the material condition for long. It is dukala yama shashvatam. It will shrink from your hands. So the second is, whatever it brings, I want to be in the bliss of Krishna consciousness. He says, these challenges are not misfortunes. They are sacred reminders from Krishna. Now is the time to turn every breath, every moment, every thought into a loving remembrance of the Lord. And if the Lord is kind to us and we are allowed this gift and bhakti, then we can say like Prahlad, that wherever I am not in anxiety. Here. I'm not at all afraid of material existence. For wherever I stay, I'm fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My dear devotees, problems will come in all of our lives because we are in a problematic world and it it increases in speed, no? But when we are going for the right thing and increasing the world of Krishna within us, the problems will not shake and shatter us. With a finite vision, you will lose your faith when things don't go your way. But with a final vision, the good vision, the long-term vision, you will understand, this is now the second mercy of Krishna, who wants me to get the second gift of bhakti. There is a verse in the Gita. Those of you who know it, please chant it with me. Where Krishna advises
Machita sarva durgani se machita
sarva durgani
mat prasada tarishyati that
you will conquer the difficulties of material life by my grace, and the grace of Krishna given is this. Oh Krishna, life has thrown this on me. It is due to my previous karma that this has had to come. Action and reaction comes as sure as the ring comes after I cling the cartels together. See, I do an action and immediately you can see the reaction. Immediately. And this is a law of this world, but in most cases the time between the action and the ring of karma is delayed. Sometimes it goes over many lives. So this is very, very important. And with this, I wish to end us. Believers need no reason for Krishna, and non-believers accept no reason for Krishna. Good. Hare Krishna. What do you think about the subject matter? It is something to think about, no? Maybe we are looking for Krishna's mercy at the wrong spot. Maybe our world is too big at the moment. Our material consciousness is too big. Maybe we have to have a paradigm switch. So, who has a question? Yes, we have a microphone for you, Maharaj. It is just now coming.
Thank you for the wonderful presentation. When Prabhupada was crossing the ocean and going to America, he mentioned that I was never alone because I never, my spiritual master was always by my side. My spiritual master was always by my side. Because he had taken his Guru Maharaj's instruction to heart and gone to America, he fixed his mind on satisfying his Guru Maharaj. My question is that determination to please my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada the same as remembering Krishna? I mean, one time Prabhupada also said, I don't know Krishna, but I know the my Guru Maharaj,
yes. Thank you very much for your wonderful question. Yes, it is because Prabhupada is Krishna's man. And if you think of Prabhupada, you will eventually, and if you listen to his lectures, which I know you do, and read the books, your mind is occupied with Krishna also. But yes, that is definitely there. And I think you, in your mature old age, yesterday we asked Maharaj, what is your good age? And he said 108. You are fulfilling this order very well, and you can see how Krishna takes care of you have such a wonderful life, traveling, spreading the holy name, serving that Krishna is directly protecting and taking care of you. Yes? Yes, yes. Prabhupada answered that question. His disciples were asking him this question. Is thinking of you the same as thinking of Krishna? And he would say, yes. Yes, and that, but it's important to also know what the sentences which come afterwards. He said, the spiritual master teaches us to think of Krishna, and therefore we think of Krishna then. No? So we should not forget to think of Krishna. Otherwise we isolate the guru from the parampara and from his own mission. I know you know this very well. I'm just saying it for the young devotees. Good, yes. Is there another question? Our Chandamoli Maharaj has a question also. I will be a little conscious of the time. Can maybe someone of you... Yes, one moment, Maharaj. Yes, Vidasara.
You could continue for 20 more minutes,
Maharaj. Acha.
Breakfast is late, you can continue for
20 minutes. Darshan will be late. Yes.
20 more minutes.
Then it will be 9:30. But then we will end latest by 9:30. 9:25 actually, because something. Yes, Chandamoli Maharaj.
First, I want to congratulate you for choosing this subject. It's really essential. Devotees explore this topic deeper because it is an enigma, and I think you helped us to be able to see it from a broader angle. Thank you. If you will excuse me, it's not a question, it's more like a comment. Is that okay?
Yes, if it is restricted to the essence, of course.
Yeah. 1972. Lecture by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, wherein he is mentioning how Prahlad Maharaj and Devaki were harassed and attempted to be tortured and killed, but somehow Krishna saved them both, although they had to undergo difficulties. He didn't dismiss that idea that difficulties would be there. And then he continued with that same thing by saying, the demons are increasing. This is in 1972. And he said, they'll continue to increase and they'll give you trouble. Then he said, don't worry, Krishna will protect you. And then he said, well, you might think, well, where is Krishna? How is he going to protect us? And then he said, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna has come personally in the form of the holy name in this age. He said, if we take full shelter of Krishna in the holy name, we will be protected from all of these external dangers. Of course, there is the internal ones too, but that's another subject. But yeah. So I think that's important that we remember how important it is. Not to just the chat, but to stay connected to the holy name, always. Mm-hmm. Not just whatever
wonderful
we have for our prescribed rounds.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you also show this wonderful example. I mean, we look at this kirtan this morning, I will not ask you what is your good age, but I think you're more than 18 years old. So you are.
Yes. 42.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful. Yes, so this inner, that is there. There's Maturananda. Yes, a question, please. That we have a microphone for you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You gave us the example of Prahlad Maharaj and Indra, and the difference.
The mindsets, no?
Yes. Yeah. Is this an exclusive club so to ask, is what is our chance? I feel like we are more closer to Indra, and a lot of us are more closer to Indra, and I wonder how exclusive it is for us to cross over into the consciousness where Prahlad Maharaj is.
Wonderful question. There is a statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur which will unrattle you even more. He said, Prahlad saw Krishna everywhere and Hiranyakashipu saw him nowhere. And then he said, we are somewhere in between. Some tatashta. Sometimes we are Krishna conscious, sometimes boop. Well, you don't have to become Prahlad. You cannot. This is a Mahabhagavata. I mean, as you say this. But there is a principle which we can see in his life, which is increasing the word of Krishna through what this is my secret, this is for 11 o'clock I will talk about that, how to increase your own word for Krishna. It will never be exactly like Prahlad. Maybe one day, but I don't want to exclude, but you can, in your way, in the way of Mathurananda, increase the word of Krishna in your life, and you will see excellent results. Krishna doesn't expect us to become Prahlad or like Prahlad. He just expects us to do what is within our capability, and he will save us from the repeated birth of death when we do that. It's you know, it's not like in the material world where you have to reach this standard. You have to reach the standard as I try my best. That is the standard, and we have seen in our experience that this comes. So if you are interested in my answer, you know, I have to have a little cliffhanger. I can't tell what I have. You know, I'm going by notes. I have to go, I'm a German. I have to go by my route here. So it will come in the third lecture, you know, what you can do. But thank you for your thought-provoking questions. My dear devotees, because I need to do something very important, I will have to end here. I want to ask Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu, if he is here, I have your present, dein Geschenk, ne? Maybe we can ask Amarananda, he's the right person for this. We have Jagannath Prasadam, Maha Prasadam. So yesterday you fasted, many of you fasted, or had a grain Prasadam. So here, had no grain Prasadam. So here is, from Amarananda's own hand, he has a restaurant, so he knows how to do this, the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. Please go to the exit of the tent, and then everyone, as they exit, can take it. Is here. It came for all of you from Lord Jagannath. This is a sign that the Lord is also caring for you. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo.